Yes, contact! We are on the air.
Guys, we're all here for the same reason. I cannot stress this enough. It's gonna get uncomfortable, it's gonna get crazy, it's gonna get weird. But you have to get used to this. We're gonna interrupt each other. You're gonna interrupt your friends. You're gonna make your friends feel weird. You're gonna make your non-friends feel weird.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Good morning. It's the Joe and Alex Show. Happy Tuesday. We're not on a Monday, but we're not yet to Friday. I'm okay with that. Follow the show. We're on Twitter and Instagram. It is at Joe and Alex Show. Also, check us out online. All the stuff we talk about usually gets put up somehow, some way on our website, which is joeandalexshow.com. And save our phone number so you can join in the conversation. We love talking with you. 833-JOE-ALEX is our number. That is 833-563-2539. Probably one of the best multitaskers I've ever seen in my life is sitting to my left, and that would be Alex Clark, putting on makeup this morning and drinking some juice.
You know why I'm putting makeup on? Because I have a hair appointment today, and I wonder if other women experience this, but there is major, I feel like, a pressure, a huge social pressure when you go to the hair salon. I feel like all the women that go to get their hair done always look so put together. They're always dressed head to toe in designer, at least the salon I go to.
Okay.
I prefer to go to the salon and get my hair colored and sit there for a couple hours in my sweatpants and no makeup.
Why
trust
can't
me.
All women agree, hey, we're going to look fugly?
I wish that we could. But like, for some reason, when I go in there, it's like all these hot, rich moms. And I always feel like I'm the sore thumb that sticks out. Like, ooh, why is she in here? She's dimming everybody down.
Alex is a Cinderella. She has to scrub the floors while everybody else is hot and
yes!
going to do their thing.
That's exactly what I feel. Like, Live the Web Girl, do you experience that type of pressure when you go to the hair salon?
No.
Well, then I guess it's just me.
Hey, I'm sympathizing with you, girl.
You know, maybe I just care too much about what other people think.
See,
wow, the first true statement I've ever heard out of Alex.
That's my problem, though, is I don't care at all. Like, I have no shame, which can also kind of get me in trouble. So, you know what? It's all about a balance.
Yeah, that's true. Those are nice sweatpants you're wearing again today.
Thank you.
It's cool. It's sweatpants week here on the Joe and Alex Show. What about you, Porkchop? You got your hair appointment today or no?
No, actually, I just got my haircut over the weekend, and when I get my haircut, I go in there looking like slum because I'm gonna go take a shower minutes after.
Guys
anyways.
Are different. Like I said, this is a girl.
No, but if you get a haircut, isn't there hair clippings all over you? Don't you want to take
a
shower right
you
after?
You absolutely don't want to take a shower because they just washed your hair.
Okay, you're tripping. What about the hair clippings all over your neck and your back?
They dust you off.
Yeah, they clear those out. Where do you go?
Yeah, but how about your ear? Do they do Q-tips in your ear too?
They dust it out. Yeah, what?
That doesn't actually get all the hair out.
That's
Let's be
true.
Real.
You do. I always find hair and hair
Thank
color
you.
In my ears.
That
I'm
hair?
Like teaming up. Yes.
Yeah.
I've never experienced that.
I think
ever.
That's just actual ear hair that you have, not hair that they cut and fell out. Trust me, as you get older, you got to get things to clip those.
Yeah, but Tripping. You're getting evicted today, aren't you, producer Porkchop?
I am.
About damn
evicted.
Time.
I know, right? No, I will not be living downtown anymore. I'm staying at the boyfriend's aunt's house for a month, and then I will be moving into my own place.
A month?
Yeah, a month. Well, I haven't told her a month yet. I told
How is she? I mean, is that going to be, like, annoying, or is she
no.
great?
She is fantastic. I love her so much. It's going to be awesome.
Will she make you guys dinner every night?
Probably.
Ooh, then I'll come over.
I was going to say, want to have a game night at your place?
We went and visited, like, a week ago, and they bought us dinner, so that was nice.
Ooh.
Yeah. But anyways, my day, it was terrible yesterday. I don't like to tell sad stories, but this is really sad.
What?
So yesterday when I left here, I went and Uber drove for 6 hours because I had to make money. I made $100. I needed to make $115, and my account overdrafted.
Oh, no.
Oh, man.
So if you see me on the corner begging for money or chips, like, it's just producer Porkchop.
Jeez, you're making Joe and I feel horrible. Like, we're not paying you enough.
No, it's fine. It's, you know, just started the new job. You know how that is. Once I get
how
rolling,
I'll
be fine.
How about you and Liv move in together? Like, you guys could
oh
share things. You
me,
both would
you
have more
and
money.
Your boyfriend. time we can all live together,
and
the three
all
of us.
Go
Three's
down
company.
The hill. Anyways, yeah. Was your day better than mine?
Well, no. I worked at the kids club, and I feel like every single Tuesday I come in saying the same thing.
Now
that
you're tired.
Those kids, I'm tired, and those kids are little demon children. But yeah, other than that, I was fine. And then I went home and bought some groceries to make dinner, and I melted the plastic onto the stove.
Oh my gosh.
To, like, scrape it off because I didn't realize
fire
the stove
alarms
was
are going
hot,
off everywhere.
And beep. I was just like, this is the last thing I need.
But, yeah, please don't burn your place. See, he's getting evicted. You're burning your place down. Joe, is your house still standing?
Well, speaking of my house, Alex, it's haunted. And it didn't creep me out because I'm so lazy. It's like we're like that meme where you hear a sound, you're like, oh, it's okay, I'll just die. I'm too lazy to get out of bed. Last night, it's like 11:30, 12. I'm having a hard time going to sleep, but I'm tossing and turning, and my wife's not in bed yet. She's watching TV, so it's just me alone upstairs. And I hear a sound which sounds like the fan being turned off. Usually my wife will turn off the fan when I fall asleep at night, the overhead fan, because it's so cold in there. But I hear the click, click. It's a very clear sound.
Oh, my gosh.
The fan stops going.
Oh.
My wife is still downstairs.
What? That is so scary.
Yeah, I'm getting goosebumps right now, but I'm like, you know what? If it's a ghost or something like that, I mean, hopefully it's a female ghost and she's kind of hasn't had it in a while.
I would have crapped the bed sheets.
Yeah, same.
So no explanation. You still?
No explanation.
Oh.
My wife, and I asked her, I texted her this morning. She's already up to let the dogs out. She said, no, that wasn't me, so.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh, I would move.
And you left her home alone with the dogs?
They'll protect her, right? I don't know, man's best friend, something like that. Yeah, that's what's going on in my household.
Coming up in the garbage, Amanda Bynes is talking for the first time about her crazy meltdown a few years back. This pop princess is dropping brand new music on us this week, and there was an emergency on Cardi B's flight.
It's the Joe and Alex Show. Who cares about this garbage?
Yesterday's top celebrity news story was the story that I was waiting for the last 4 years. I was so excited to see this interview. Amanda Bynes finally opened up about her past issues with drugs, acceptance, and a deep battle with depression brought on by one of her most famous movie roles. So she starred in She's the Man back in 2006, which I'm pretty sure Liv the Web Girl said was like her favorite movie ever. Yeah. And she was playing a teen girl who dressed like a boy in the movie and pretended to be her brother. Well, in a new interview with Paper Magazine, she revealed that the movie left her in a deep depression, saying, when the movie came out and I saw it, I didn't like how I looked when I was a boy. She called seeing herself in the role a super strange and out-of-body experience. It just really put me in a funk. She said that she's been sober now for the last 4 years and blames a lot of her past issues on drugs. If you remember, she said she wanted Drake to murder her vagine.
Oh, who doesn't?
So now she's 32. She says that she first began using drugs when she was 16, starting with marijuana. She says, I didn't get addicted and I wasn't abusing it and I wasn't going out and partying or making a fool of myself yet. She says now she's under a constant conservatorship that started in 2014 and was recently extended until at least 2020. She's currently a student at FIDM in LA, and she says that she'd like to get back into acting if the opportunity presents itself, but she was using marijuana and she was addicted to Adderall. Actually, she revealed. So finally, we got some answers. I've been dying to know what the heck has been going on.
Yeah, that was just not normal behavior. Something was happening.
In an exciting new music announcement yesterday, Mark Ronson and Miley Cyrus are teasing a collaboration. They released a snippet of the music on Twitter. The project is currently being referred to as the Heartbreak Era. Ronson has been teasing the song and its super famous guest singer. Miley Cyrus confirmed that she was going to come out with new music by posting several mysterious videos and this Thursday's date. So I guess it's coming out Thursday, the 29th.
Cool.
Shortly afterwards, she posted all that, SNL announced their upcoming run of high-profile musical guests with Ronson and Cyrus set for a performance on December 15th. So I am so excited. More good news. This wasn't such great news. Cardi B's private plane had to make an emergency landing in Chicago early Monday morning. The jet was flying from LA to New York when the pilot suffered serious stomach issues. I thought that this was going to be about the bad weather that the Midwest was getting.
Terrible weather. So many flights shut down and delayed.
Yes, but actually the flight was delayed and had to do an emergency stop because the pilot was sick. The plane was forced to land in O'Hare Airport in Chicago because of weather-related because there was also weather-related runway closures going on at Midway Airport. So, because there's two airports in Chicago.
Yep.
And Cardi shared a video shortly after landing telling her fans like what had happened and that she was okay.
He's got the bubble guts.
And Blake Shelton joked about losing his Sexiest Man Alive title to actor Idris Elba.
Can I be honest? I feel like when I gave up my crown, sexy ended. It just ended in the world. So it's until I get it back, it doesn't exist anymore. I'm sure this new guy is a nice guy. He's a great guy.
Have you heard of him?
I don't see it myself. I'm really the only person I've ever seen it with. But
he's so funny. I love him. I'd love to just go out with him to, like, have a drink.
I was going to say, yeah, he'd be a fun person to drink with. He'd probably kill your liver, but it'd be a good time.
Coming up in less than an hour, Shawn Mendes opened up about his sexuality.
All right, thank you, Alex. Coming up next here on the Joe and Alex Show, give us about 6 minutes. You know those people that have those profile pics usually of their dogs and cats?
Of course.
Okay, they're one example of some social media signs that you need to watch out because a person might be toxic.
Ooh.
We'll give you all the signs coming up in about 6 minutes. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. If you join in the conversation on Twitter, it's at Joe and Alex Show. Or call us 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. What are signs on social media that someone is toxic?
Like just from judging their profiles?
Yes. You're like, oh, I'm not getting involved with that. I'm not going to follow them. I'm not going to be friends. Because if I see that, I know there's trouble coming around. You got anything here, Alex, or Pork Chop, or Live the Web Grill, in your opinion, that is toxic? When you see it, run away.
I mean, my number one thing is when somebody's profile is just filled with almost all memes. If you are literally only posting memes, you are 100% emotionally unstable.
You are unhinged.
What do you mean? Like funny memes? No
yes.
way. It
yes.
means you're a funny person.
No.
I want to be friends with you if you're laughing and joking all the time. The life is too serious.
If your profile is filled with memes, it is only acceptable if you are like, what's that one account, like Jerry?
Oh yeah, like if you're a meme generator account.
Yes, exactly.
Wait, well, why
that
is it,
has millions
what's
and
the
millions
difference
of followers?
If I have that account, you're talking about Liv, compared to if I'm just ripping and taking them. It's the same thing. Like,
no,
why does it matter?
Unhinged.
You. But wait, you're saying the one content's okay, but if I do it, it's not okay.
But
that makes no
she
sense.
She just gave you the answer. It's because they
correct.
Have millions of followers, and that's their
also,
thing.
Also, there's like another thing this is like also applies to. When people go live, either on Facebook, one, if you go live on Facebook,
ew,
and you're
I
not
hate that.
Like a radio station or like a public figure, wow. If you go live on Instagram too
yeah,
much.
God, I hate when people go yes. live on Instagram. It's the like, number one worst
what
thing.
If you
so
are going
wrong.
Live on Instagram and you are not drunk, then and you
not
are not a
that.
Public figure.
Wait, hold on. What is so wrong with going live on Instagram or on Facebook?
It's obnoxiously annoying. I don't know why it is. It's just anytime I get that a notification, so-and-so is live, I'm like, oh, you're the worst.
Like that. Like how self-centered do you have to be like, oh, everyone wants to stop what they are doing right now to see
yes.
what I'm buying at this grocery store.
Yes. Why is that so true?
I hope people don't feel that way about us, so we go live.
Yeah, I know.
We're a show. It's different.
Exactly. Radio shows.
You
if,
might be
or public
toxic
figures.
If you believe you're different than anybody else.
Okay.
My thing, when people constantly, it's mainly a Twitter thing, if you're constantly retweeting things, like you got to post your own stuff. If everything's retweet, I can't even say retweet so many times, like three times fast, to me that could be a toxic
dude,
person.
You know what? I swear, Gen Z's only retweet. They do not come up with like their own content. They love to retweet.
Gen Z? I don't know what Gen Z.
Gen Z, the generation
really?
Underneath millennials. I'm telling
I don't know.
You. They love to retweet. Yes.
I feel like I see more younger people having funny things to say.
Well, yeah, that's true. If they're going viral, but if you go to their profile, everything is just retweets besides
true.
Their one tweet.
I retweet a lot.
You know what else is very unhinged worthy? When people have selfies, but it's like a camera set up and it's in black and white and they're like bent at the hip.
Oh yeah.
And like you can see their face and their arms and they're like bent over. You get what I'm talking
Super
about?
Super creepy.
I mean, that's not creepy. It's just they're bad at taking pictures. That's all. What about the girls? Because guys don't do this, at least the ones that I follow. But all the girls I follow on Instagram, I'm constantly seeing them. Like, they're obviously setting the timer on their phone and it's always them taking a photo of themselves. Sometimes it's like an outfit of the day, but they're just taking a picture of themselves.
In a mirror or what?
No, but sometimes like you just might set up a, not even a mirror, but you might just set your phone up just right, put on the timer, and then run over and your pose. You're like, hey.
What if somebody's taking the outfit of the day picture for you?
You have no idea if that's a self timer or not.
You totally do. Sometimes you can totally tell.
I disagree with that. I don't think that's a good one.
I've got one.
Okay, pork chop.
Toxic people are the ones that always comment negatively on a status, like, right away.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I hate
you
that.
Get that the most I've seen on Facebook for news stations.
Yeah. Yes, like, it is always the news.
Why are you sharing this agenda there, blah, 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 TV station? It's like, they're just putting a news story out there. Calm down.
It's worse, though, when someone does do it on your personal one. It's like, come on.
Yeah.
Like, really?
It's like, really, Aunt Linda? Really, you had to go there? Couldn't have a little fun? Let it be? Thanks, Aunt Linda. We appreciate you so much.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Hey, coming up in about 6 minutes, Joe's Need to Know News. This guy deserves an award. One of the best ever Prince impersonators. He has a little difficulty on stage. He keeps on going. The audio, though, is the best part. I'll play it for you in about 6 minutes. There should be a whole other show after the show of the things that go behind the scenes here on the Joe and Alex Show. By the way, I'm just randomly spitballing this. We should do like an after show podcast. Do you think anybody would actually want to listen to that? Just us talking about whatever, kind of unfiltered?
No.
Oh, I think people would.
I don't.
Put this up on our Joe and Alex Show Instagram story, just like a poll if people would want to hear like maybe a 10, 20 minute thing after the show, like Joe and Alex Show Uncensored. Just talking about whatever.
Okay, I'll put it up there, and if like 2 hours go by and there's a lot of no's, I'm deleting it so no one sees.
Wow. Okay, that kind of hurts. Let's get into it. Joe's Need to Know News. Nearly 1,500 flights in the U.S. were canceled yesterday due to a blizzard which hit the Midwest starting on Sunday night. Nearly 1,200 of the canceled flights were scheduled to either begin or end at O'Hare in Chicago. That's kind of a big hub. And almost 200 flights were canceled at the airport in Kansas City. Some areas, including Kansas and Missouri, got up to 18 inches of snow, which led to their highways closing down. When your highways are closing down, nobody's going anywhere. Some good news out of California. It's about time we hear something good. A San Diego businessman is donating $1 million in the wake of the Northern California devastating campfire. The guy's name is Bob Wilson. He plans to pass out $1,000 checks today to each of the 980 students and 105 staff members from Paradise High School. Much of the town of Paradise was destroyed in that blaze. The high school was closed and evacuated. Students scattered. Their lives pretty much upended and ruined. He went on to say, I just want to give every one of those kids $1,000. I don't care what they do with the money. I just want to do something that hopefully will lift their spirits, which is true. $1,000 is not going to replace everything, but maybe it'll do something. Maybe it'll help out for the holiday season. So I think that guy's a really cool dude. Is anybody feeling lonely today?
Yes.
Okay.
Maybe a little bit.
Okay. Well, according to a new study, today is the loneliest day of the year. All right. Here's the reasons why. They say it's dark outside. Mm. It is. It's really dark. You know, some people, you go to work, it's dark. You come home, it's dark. The weather, for the most part around the country, awful. And people are struggling to budget for their Christmas. So they're just like, oh, put it on my freaking credit card, whatever.
So why do they pin it to this day?
I guess, like, this is where it all comes together, like the height of it.
Oh, my gosh. That's pretty dramatic.
Wait till after the new year when you realize all the crap you bought you have to pay for.
Oh, no.
You're like, oh, I got that little toy Joey broke and threw away. I still have to make 3 more payments on that dang thing. And this is a video you have to see at JoeAndAlexShow.com, but the audio I hope will make you laugh this morning. There's a Prince impersonator, and this video of him has gone viral. He fell off stage while performing Purple Rain. Oh. This happened at Dodger Stadium in L.A. Now, here's the thing. In the video, you'll see it. The man falls, keeps on going, but the audio is absolutely incredible.
Go.
Get ready. It's about to happen. Because you can hear like the brief
thing. That's what he says. He tries to make it like a song.
He falls and like he almost lands on the speaker, catches the mic. He's like, oh. Like right there, that's where he fell.
Oh.
So that's going to be like my motto for the rest of my life right now. Like, are you okay?
The show must go on.
There we go. That's Joe's Need to Know News here on the Joe and Alex Show. See it all at joeandalexshow.com. I saw this video on YouTube, and I got one of those wormholes where I could not stop. I'm like, really? Really? And I thought it was kind of interesting. I'm sure you've heard a lot of these songs, but these are actually famous songs you may not have realized were covers. And it's just so interesting to hear what the original song was and then what it morphed into the song you probably most likely know. So I'll go along here. Does everybody know the song by Cyndi Lauper, Girls Just Want to Have Fun?
Yes, that's a cover.
Oh, you didn't know that?
No.
Okay, this will blow your mind. This is the original version. This was done by Robert Hazard. He's a guy, kind of like back in the day in the 80s, they call it new wave music. And he's from the Philadelphia area, and he recorded this in the 80s as a demo. But eventually, Cyndi Lauper made it popular. Listen to this.
Stop. I've never heard this.
Me neither.
And here's the one you know.
Yeah.
Cyndi did it better.
Oh, for sure. I mean, for sure.
Like, that's iconic.
Yeah. Oh, no doubt about it. All right. Aaron Carter. We know Aaron Carter, right? He kind of paved the way for Justin Bieber.
Stop. That is not a cover.
What?
He hasn't even said a song yet.
Aaron's Party?
No.
I know what it is. I Want Candy.
Yes, it was originally done by The Strange Loves, released back in 1965. It actually got to number 11 on the Hot 100 charts. So here's how it was back in the day. So like your grandma and grandpa were shaking their hips inappropriately too.
Yeah, I know this song.
Leave Space for Jesus, then the new modern version. You're bopping hard today. All right. This song, you guys are probably just born. I was in middle school, like 7th grade or 6th grade. I remember it was huge because everybody wanted to perform this at our talent show. Lou Bega, Mambo Number 5.
Oh, my God. Yes. I love this song.
Okay. This is not a remake.
Well, they kind of stole the skeleton from a song. Lou Bega, Mambo Number 5 was done, and I'm probably going to mess this up. Cuban bandleader Perez Prado, his song was in 1949. It was kind of a composition.
Whoa.
And it gives, they say, the skeleton or kind of like the base
bones.
Of it. The bones for the song that you hear is Mambo Number 5. So listen to this.
Oh, my God.
Number 5. Jessica, here I am. A little bit of you
makes me your man. I remember the first time I ever heard this song.
Where
I don't know if
you
guys have songs where you know where you were. I was in the movie theater about to watch the Tigger movie, and this song played in a music video before the movie in the theater. I must have been like 5 years old.
This song played at every single fraternity party I ever went to.
Really?
Oh my God. Literally every single fraternity party I've ever been to has played this song.
Wow. I feel like Mambo Number 5 is a song that everybody will at least try to dance to. Like, you're being a grouch if you won't dance to Mambo Number 5.
It's timeless.
Did you wish your name was in it, Alex, when he like calls out the names?
100%.
Like a little
bit. I also wish my name would have been in
Freak-a-leak?
Yolanda! Yeah. Alexandra! Freak-a-leak! But my name didn't make the cut.
You know, we should do that. I'm going to do that as a bit one day, because there's also like that DMX song, like Candy, Chabandy, Tita, Tanita, ho, ho.
Always wish my name was in Freak-a-leak.
Well, one day, maybe there'll be a Freak-a-leak remix too. Alex! Yolanda!
What you don't know is the original Freak-a-leak was made in 1922. From the grave.
I don't feel dead.
Well, you're about to be.
All right. What the heck is this?
There is a guy that is like a CEO coach.
Oh, is this the article you sent me?
Yes.
Okay, I got it. Okay, I know what you're talking about. I didn't know what you're saying. We're dead. He said, imagine what you would actually be like if you were dead. Kind of gives you the blueprint for your future. He says, when we take the time to write our eulogies, it creates the magnificent pull power that draws us forward. He says, our priorities and our vision for what we want to be as leaders and how we want to get into shape, into focus, kind of helps us and gives us clarity, enables us to make the best decisions we could ever ever make and get up out of our comfortable patterns and create new habits and start moving forward to be, I guess, having a better future.
So, yeah, so he's saying...
So we have to, like, write our eulogies?
His best practice for these, you know, Fortune 500 company CEOs is write your own eulogy. When you do that, you will realize what your true destiny is and your real career goals and life goals and things like that. So I thought it would be fun for all of us to go around the room and read our own eulogy.
Whoa, so wait, was that the point of this?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Mine should be interesting.
Yeah, all right. Well, someone has had a lot of accomplishments in their life. Let's start it off with Liv the Web Girl.
Okay, just so you guys know, I'm reading this as my friend Brooke, because we've already promised each other we'd be doing each other's eulogies.
Okay, so she wrote this for you?
Yes.
Okay.
Wait, how can you do each other's eulogies? One's going to die before the other.
Yeah, we haven't thought about that.
Sucks to die last.
Okay, so I wrote this, but as my friend Brooke.
Okay.
We've gathered here today to celebrate my babe, our loved one, our friend Liv. She had a long marriage to her husband. It's undisclosed if she has kids or not. She truly loved life, especially when we saw our beloved University of Louisville Cardinals win the basketball NCAA championship the same year as they won the college football championship. She had an amazing career with her widely popular podcast and working in radio as a co-host of a morning show. What I think has made us all truly proud of her is when she went and finally got her car registered last month.
I don't know if registered is a word.
Registered, yes.
Oh, registered.
Her license plate registered. But what's interesting to me is a podcast. I didn't know that you wanted to start a podcast. What about?
Yeah. That's why I haven't started it yet.
Oh,
but
so,
here's the thing.
See, we learn a lot about each other from our eulogies.
Yes.
Wow,
I'm a pretty unfiltered rated R person sometimes.
Okay.
And I feel like a podcast would let me be able to fly.
You're absolutely right. Producer Porkchop, what would we learn about you at your funeral?
Garrett was one of the most loving men in the world. He lived his life living for others. He would have went 100 miles out of his way to make sure that you were comfortable. Unfortunately, much of his young life was hidden in the closet.
What?
But I'm gay. I don't like vaginas.
But we hope that will not cast a shadow over his life. He is survived by his loving husband, Chase, and
aww,
six children.
Oh, you babies!
Garrett is credited for starting the peace movement, which is what eventually brought America together.
What?
It took years, but finally, people were not looked at based upon their religion, sexual orientation, or skin color, but looked at for what's on their hearts. For his credit, Garrett received the Nobel Peace Prize in 2031.
Whoa!
His legacy was not only left in bringing peace across America, but he's also credited for starting the largest nonprofit in the world, all about bringing people together. Garrett never wanted to take any of the credit, though, always shining it upon his faithful morning listeners of over 50 years. Producer Porkchop will be missed.
Oh, that was good!
Oh, man,
that was really good. I mean, wow, tearing up.
I kind of want him to die right now so we can actually hear somebody say that.
Okay, Joe, I'm dying to hear yours. What would we learn about your life goals through your fake eulogy?
Well, Joe Pesch was 142 years old when he died, peacefully in his sleep. But he lived an extraordinary life. Joe, who was always cheerful and never in a bad mood.
I thought he was going to say 142 pounds.
Just wait.
Who was also cheerful and never in a bad mood, devoted his days on this earth to making people laugh and being the funniest man in morning radio. When he wasn't busy making people laugh, he was busy losing weight. Joe lost over 200 pounds on Joe's journey, creating a domino effect that inspired millions of people to go on their own weight loss journeys. After opening the national fitness franchise, Joe's Gym, with a J instead of a G, Joe starred as the host of his very own weight loss competition reality show called The Joga Games.
Are you kidding me?
Which combined ballet, yoga, and martial arts to determine who was the fittest competitor. He truly did it all, including his smoking hot wife, who was eager to flip pancakes with him as much as possible after he lost all that weight and shaved his back. Joe's 13 children will continue running the Joe's 13. Gym. That's Gym with a J franchise. Now, if you look under your chairs, everybody get up, look under your chairs.
Okay.
You have a coupon for you for 2% off 1 month of membership at your local Joe's Gym with a J, because we all know how much of a cheap bastard Joe was.
Wow.
Thank you. That was great. Thank you. And Alex, I'd hate to think of the day, but do you have a eulogy?
Well, both of us live to be a very nice old age. All
right. That's good.
Here's my fake eulogy that, according to some Fortune 500 CEO coach, will help reveal what our true goals are in life. Alex Clark passed away while fulfilling her lifelong dream of hugging a sloth at the age of 124. Doctors said her heart was finally happy and able to let go when she breathed in the sweet smell of algae from the baby sloth's fur. Alex was an amazing mother to her four perfect daughters, who idolized Taylor Swift just like their mother. Alex's Instagram account was perfectly in theme when she died, and she had just finally achieved her goal of getting all of her pictures to have the same filter. When she wasn't trading conspiracy theories with her daughter, she was eating Cheez-Its and crumbing all over her bed as she planned out what she would be doing on her award-winning and record-breaking radio morning show. After ditching her old co-host Joe Pesh,
what?
Alex's morning show went on to be the most successful morning show ever hosted by a woman in the United States.
What?
Her memory will be forever honored in the Radio Hall of Fame, unlike Joe, next to the other radio hosts.
Oh, excuse you?
Shots fired.
Hold on. I want to review our eulogies. I don't like that at all. No.
It's the Joe and Alex Show. Who cares about this garbage?
The gossip about Shawn Mendes' personal life has caused him a lot of stress and anxiety. In his cover story for Rolling Stone's December issue, Mendes says, "I'd like to say that I don't care about it, but that's not true." He's never publicly dated anyone since his career took off, and so it's been kind of like hard for him navigating all the speculation about sexuality. A lot of people think that he's gay.
Okay.
He said, "In the back of my heart, I feel like I need to go and be just seen with someone, like a girl in public, to prove that I'm not gay." He said, "Even though in my heart I know that it's not a bad thing to be gay, there is still a piece of me that thinks that, and I hate that side of me." Oprah Winfrey's mother has died. Vernita Lee died on Thanksgiving Day. The family just confirmed the death. Vernita was 83. Oprah had Vernita on her talk show in 1990. A private funeral service has already been held. Oprah released a statement on her mom's death saying, "Thank you for all of your kind words and condolences regarding my mother Vernita Lee's passing. It gives our family great comfort knowing she lived a good life and is now at peace." If you've ever wondered what Jason Derulo has been up to lately, apparently pretty big things.
I don't think a lot of people know that I actually went to college for acting and not music. So it's something that's been burning inside of me for a very long time. And in 2019, people will be introduced to the acting side for the first time.
Okay, line, Jason Derulo.
Jason Derulo.
No, that's not the script. You're struggling on this one.
The other thing that people don't know about him is that he is a classically trained opera singer. And I don't know if you saw this. It was a few weeks back going viral on Facebook, a video of him singing opera. But he was like, "Yeah, actually, like, you know, this is how I really sing. I just did the pop thing to get famous and make money." But, like, literally, he sounds like Josh Groban.
Really?
I mean, he is insanely good.
Take that on the road.
Oh, my gosh. It'll give you goosebumps. And Jerry Springer is officially getting his own Judge show. Judge Jerry is set to debut at national syndication in the fall of 2019. The half-hour courtroom reality series will be taped in front of a live studio audience at the Stanford Media Center in Connecticut.
Remix! That's dope. Oh, my God. I can't wait for Judge Jerry to step out there and diss out some justice.
Coming up in less than an hour on the next Garbage, are Rihanna and Chris Brown back together?
All right. Thank you, Alex. Imagine this. Imagine being Alex for a second. Last night, Alex was absolutely shocked to find out that her boyfriend, the Egyptian, doesn't believe in something. Well, not that. Now she's questioning whether he truly is in love with her or not. Have your phones ready to call us. Save our number, 833-JOE-ALEX. That is 833-563-2539, because we definitely want to hear what you think about this disagreement. It's coming up in about 6 minutes. Let me set the mood right now, because I feel like we got to change it up real quick.
No, not this.
What's wrong?
Just sad. It's not,
I know.
Sad. It's, I don't know.
Okay. Well, I mean, is it like this?
No. Just normal.
Okay, I'll just put back on some Kanye.
So my boyfriend, the Egyptian, and I were having a discussion the other night, and I brought up, you know, the difference between loving somebody and being in love with somebody.
Why would you bring that up?
I'm just talking about, like, you know, I'm in love with you and just what that means and stuff. You know what I mean?
Okay.
And he responds by saying, like, I don't know what you're talking about. There is not a difference. There's no such thing as being in love. You just love somebody. There's only love. There's no such thing as two different kinds of love. He said, love is love. There's just love. Like, I love you. I love my parents. He's like, now I love you the most in my life, but being in love with somebody is like, that's not a thing. It's just like something people say, but that's not correct.
Red
and
alert.
I was like, yeah, I was like, what do you mean? And he was just like, well, think about it. You have, you know, when you're angry, you don't say there's two different types of angry. When you're sad, you don't say that there's two different types of sad. And I was just like, okay, but if you don't truly believe that there is a difference between loving somebody and being in love with somebody, then you're not in love with me. And I don't think that he's ever been in love then, because he's been in one serious relationship before me and he told me he loved her. So I'm like, well, what is the difference between her and I? If you don't know that there is a difference, then that means you've never felt it. And that means I am not the love of his life. He's not in love with me.
Oh my gosh. I don't know if it's a family thing. Why do you question love in your life all the time?
Actually, Alex, I agree with you. But I will say guys are different, and I could kind of see this from both perspectives. Like, guys, they're so, you know, carefree. Like, yeah, he loves you, and maybe he's truly in love with you, but the way he conveys it, I feel like, is different. And I just got in this conversation with Chase as well, my boyfriend, because I have this theory. He always texts me and says, love you. But when I text him and say it, I say, I love you.
Oh, yeah,
and
you got to put the I in there.
Exactly.
You too. Yeah. Sir, 833 Joe Alex. Lord Jesus, please help me. 833-563-2539. You have a boyfriend, Porkchop. Chase, yeah. He loves you, okay? Well, get over he doesn't put I in front of love you. You know
but
he
you
does that.
You love your friends and your family.
Alex, the Egyptian, how long have you guys been together?
8 months.
Okay, to me, that's like you guys are getting married. I'm for sure you guys are getting married because you are a beautiful person inside and out. You are a great person, even though at times you make my blood pressure boil. That being said, you are hard to quote-unquote love, like to be with because you're so like this and that. There's a lot to put up with, so you really got to love Alex Clark to be with her. Yes, you do. Yes, you do.
What I'm saying is, and I know he would say the same thing, like, well, I have unconditional love for you because, you know, I can be hard to handle, and I will admit that Joe is correct. But
can you say that again, slower?
You're right. Joe is right.
Thank you.
However, if my boyfriend says to me, or your boyfriend says to you, your girlfriend says to you, there is no such thing as being in love. There's only love. You know what I mean? Like, I don't notice the difference. Then doesn't that become a huge concern for you? And you're just like, well, then you're not in love with me, because you would know it. You would feel those butterflies. You would be like, oh, there is a distinct difference between the way I love my mom and the way I love you.
Liv the Web Girl, what do you think?
So I asked my boyfriend, Jewel Daddy, about this last night, and my boyfriend is the most unenthusiastic person in the entire world. Like, most of the stuff he's just very indifferent about.
Unless it comes to vaping,
so yeah. It's really hard to get, like, passion from him, and he actually agrees that there is a difference between being in love and loving someone.
All right, let's talk to somebody on the phone real quick. 833-JOE-ALEX. The number is 833-563-2539. Ariel, you're on the Joe and Alex Show, and you say Alex is right?
Yes. Me and my boyfriend a while back actually had the exact same conversation. I brought it up, and he was like, there's no difference. Like, it's this, exactly what Alex's boyfriend said. And I had a very long, like, explanation of how it's completely different. And now he sees eye to eye with me.
What did you say to convince him?
I just gave a, like, different explanation. Now being put on the spot, I'm sorry, I can't think of any. But, yeah, at the end of the day, he finally, at least he said he understands what I mean.
Yeah, but, like, do you think that this is the beginning of the end for my boyfriend and I? Like, do you feel
yes.
like, okay, if he does not know that there's a difference between loving someone and being in love, then, like, yeah, he's not in love with you and this is not going to last.
I hope it's not the end between you and your boyfriend, because I feel like you guys are such an awesome couple and you seem so happy. Maybe he just doesn't really understand what you mean yet, and maybe you should give it a little bit more time.
Oh, this makes my stomach hurt, the anxiety.
I'm afraid your relationship will end because it's like you're trying to find ways, and maybe you don't realize it.
It's a valid
question.
You're
trying to find ways to ruin something that's good. Everything else is good. Why do you have to question, well, what do you mean you love me? Oh, you're not in love, you just love. It's like, oh my God, he doesn't love you in the same way he loves his mom. I guarantee it. Those are two different types of love.
Well, that's what I brought up, and he said, I don't care. There is one type
of
love.
I'll kiss you and my mom if I want to. I do what I want. 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. Oh, we're definitely going to take some more calls next. Liv the Web Girl, what are we getting social media-wise?
Taylor said, I went through the same thing a few weeks ago, and it is not a deal breaker. Guys just don't feel the same way about feelings as we do. And then Kristen said, couples are going to be breaking up all around the city over this.
This is on the ladies today. If you got a guy that treats you good and does things, and he may not like know the difference or say it, that's on you for making something out of nothing.
If my boyfriend, the Egyptian, has no idea that there is a difference between being in love and loving someone, then not only, in my opinion, is he not truly in love with me, I don't think that he will ever be able to truly be in love with anyone. I mean, how
dramatic
do you not know the
much?
Difference between that? Like, your significant other should know that there's
thing.
A different love for you compared to their friends and their mom and dad.
Well, duh, everybody knows that. You're just mincing words. You're making it something out of nothing. It's the same freaking thing. Your boyfriend loves you. Can we call him up so he can just end this and say, Alex, I love you?
He's she won't
working.
Buy it, though.
He's working.
Oh, my God. Okay. Yeah, he's paying for all your Christmas presents. Jasmine, you're on the Joe and Alex show. Wait, you'd love your kids if they killed somebody?
I sure would. They're my babies. I created them.
Yeah, murdering babies, it sounds like. Explain.
Right? But that's, I honestly believe there's three types of love. I love my friends and different than I love my fiance. I love my kids different than I love my fiance. I hate to say it, but if it came down to it, if I had to choose between my kids and my fiance, I'd choose my kids because I, not that I love them more, but it's a different love and it's a stronger bond than what I do have with my fiance.
I hope your fiance is hearing this before he makes a lifelong commitment to you.
He'll be all right.
Wow.
Because my kids will kill him.
And then just like with my mom, I love my mom. I love my mom dearly, but it's a different type of love than it is with my fiance. Like, I'm in love with him. I'm not in love with my mom. I love my mom dearly. Don't get me wrong. I love her, but I'm in love with my fiance. When I see him, my heart drops. I get, and my chest hits a beat. Like, I just feel comfort. And with my mom, yeah, I feel comfort, but it's not like I want to just jump my mom's bones or anything. Like, that's it. So, you know what I mean?
No,
like,
of course, obviously. Fiance, but no, hold on, though. Listen.
Are you sure? Is your mom hot?
My mom, no.
Don't
no,
get me wrong.
No, hey, thank you for calling, Jasmine. Do you guys understand this? Like, does this thing work? Obviously, he loves you different than he loves his mom. Why does he? You're getting so like you're making it something out of nothing, like that he doesn't love you when he clearly does.
I think there's something wrong. I think that he has different feelings for me than him. I also asked him recently, "Do you think I'm the one?" And he wouldn't answer that either. So to me, that in combination with
Egyptian, call in now, 833-JOE-ALEX, 833-563-2539.
That in combination with not knowing or believing that there's a true difference between being in love and loving someone, I'm like, dude, this is the beginning of the end. I'm just telling you right now. I can feel it.
Oh, God, Alex, stop it. You're ruining everything. Let's talk to Devin. You're on the Joe and Alex show. What's up, Devin?
Not much. How are you doing?
Good. What did you want to say?
Well, I believe that people are really guarded, and we find a way to question love at every turn because of the things that we've been through. I believe, well, I know that men don't say what they feel necessarily, and actions speak louder than words anyways. Alex, you need to ask yourself, does he act like he's in love with you? If he acts like he's in love with you, if he does things that a man does when he's in love with a woman, then you should know that he's
in love with
you.
Tell me some examples.
Oh my
what does
God.
A man do when he's in love with a woman?
An example?
Yes.
I don't know. Take care of her, love her, protect her,
okay.
Be there for her when she needs him. Make sure that when she's having a hard day, that he finds a way to make sure that her day is better when she's with him.
Yes.
I mean, all of these things.
I think Devin's asking you on a date. Pretty much.
Well, I mean, she does sound cute, but no, seriously, if the Egyptian is in love with you, you should be able to see it.
That's a good
point. People can say they're in love with you and not mean it.
That's a good point.
Thank you, Devin.
Ramon tweeted us at Joan Alex Show. He said, first, welcome to Houston. Woohoo! Thanks, Ramon!
Yeah, Houston!
He said, okay, so the English language is vague. There are four kinds of love officially. Erotic love, familial, like family love, Christian love, and generic love, like love for people that you've never met. Like maybe, you know, you're donating to a charity or things like
Hopefully
that. That makes sense to me.
Erotic familial, because that would not be good.
So he should have erotic love for me, but familial love for his family, correct? Which AKA is love and being in love.
Jessica, by the way, thanks for listening. Jessica, you're on the Joan Alex Show. Let's wrap this thing up with you. What do you think here?
Girl, take a chill pill. This is all good. It is kind of something that you have to stop looking on Pinterest and Instagram. Your love is love. And also, I think you're trying to rush something that you want and crave so bad.
Oh, she does.
Girl, that ring will be coming. He loves you.
Well, Alex isn't waiting for the ring. I mean, if people don't know, Alex is a virgin. We know what she's waiting for.
Oh, my God.
Well, girl, then just let that be, like, the best present of all time.
Okay.
Stop, like, rushing.
So uncomfortable.
Oh, man. That's what you'll be saying. Jessica, thank you for calling in. All right, so I feel like you're convinced that you were right and the Egyptian's wrong. Am I wrong about that?
Yeah, and actually, I mean, besides her, everyone did agree with me. So I think I won this disagreement between us.
So you won the disagreement, but you lost your relationship.
Hey.
All right, well, that's wonderful news this morning.
Scott just wrote on Facebook, Alex is a nitwit, so stupid.
Well, I don't know. It depends. Maybe he's right.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
All right, coming up right now on the Joe and Alex Show, you can call us. Our number is 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. Joe wants to know. Alex is going to hate on this, but that's fine. Call if you can answer any one of my questions. Here are the questions. What popular tourist attraction did you visit? But you're like, well, this place sucks. Also, the question, what's your favorite TV or movie show quote? And finally, what question are you tired of people asking you? If you can answer any of those or all of them, call right now for Joe Wants to Know. Joe Wants to Know. I got questions that I want answered, and that's where you come in. 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. Also on social media, you can tweet in at Joe and Alex Show. Here's what I got today for you, the three questions. One you can answer is, what popular tourist attraction did you visit? But you're like, man, this place is disappointing. It sucks. I was talking to my friend about New Year's plans, and they said, do not go to New York City. The whole ball drop thing is overrated. You have to wear a diaper.
Oh, yeah.
You go to the bathroom in your pants, and it's like you could just watch it on TV and be warm and drunk at home. Also wondering for Joe Wants to Know, what's your favorite TV or movie quote? Like a line that you always go to? I assume Alex in a second will give me something from The Office. And what question or question are you tired of people asking you? Everybody at Thanksgiving asked me and my wife, Lindsay, when are we going to have kids? Like, she's really getting pissed that people keep on asking that. I'm like, well, maybe we should get pregnant then.
It can be movie and TV, not just movie.
It could be either one. I wanted to open it up to give people more options. 833-JOE-ALEX, 833-563-2539. Let's start out with Moses. Moses, what question are you answering for Joe Wants to Know?
I'm answering favorite TV quote.
All right, what do you got?
From The Office, when Michael was talking to Toby, he said, why are you the way that you are? I mean, every time I try to do something fun or exciting, you make it not that way.
Yeah.
I hate everything about what you choose to be.
Yes, that is amazing. You're my favorite listener ever. The Office is my all-time favorite TV show. I rewatch it over and over and over again, constantly.
Why are you the way that you are?
Yes!
5-6 times already.
Oh, I love it. Hey, thank you, Moses, for calling into the Joe and Alex Show.
I have so many Office quotes I could say. Is somebody making soup? If I can't scuba, what's this all been about? I don't work in this van. I could go on for days.
The worst thing about prison was the Dementors. They were flying all over the place, and they were scary, and then they come down and they suck the soul out of your body, and it hurt.
Prison Mike.
Let's talk to Clark. Clark, you got a TV quote or a movie phrase. What is it?
Well, actually, I have a few.
Okay, let's hear them.
Sandlot.
You're killing me, Smalls.
Yes, I wear that shirt all the time, and Alex never understands. Like, yeah. What's killing you? What's wrong?
No, I haven't watched that movie yet.
You got to watch it. What else do you got, Clark?
Second quote is from How I Met Your Mother. True story. From Barney Stinson.
I feel like nobody on the show has watched How I Met Your Mother. I have.
I've seen like an episode or two.
And do you have any more, Clark?
And then the question I wish people would quit asking me.
Yes.
Why did you adopt? Can you not have kids of your own?
Why would people ask you that? People really ask you because you have an adopted child.
Yes. Constantly.
That is the dumbest thing I've ever heard before.
I agree.
What, Alex? Alex is mouthing something to me. I can't tell what it is. Hey, thank you for calling in, Clark. We appreciate it. Live the Web Girl, what do you got?
Okay, I have two quotes. One's a TV quote that it's clear eyes, full hearts, can't lose, obviously, from Friday Night Lights.
Do not even know what that is.
Are
okay?
you kidding me?
I've never
like
heard that quote in my
quote in the world.
Never
clear
heard that
eyes,
quote.
Full hearts, can't lose. Oh my gosh. All Friday Night Lights fans, please tweet at us, Joe and Alex, and show Joe that that's so popular. And then the second one. It's from Christmas Family Vacation, where Uncle Eddie goes, "Are you serious, Clark?" When Clark's like, "Oh, like Santa's gonna be coming tonight, like kids get ready," and like Uncle Eddie like leans in and he's like, "Are you serious, Clark?" That's a good one.
Yeah, or the crapper's full. That's a good one too.
Yeah, and then Heather on Twitter says, "I don't know, Margo." And for the question, I have diabetes, and people always ask if I can eat sugar.
Oh, so that person has diabetes? Like,
yeah.
Can you have sugar? That's a good one. Bree, you're on the Joe and Alex show. What are you calling in for? Joe wants to know. What can you answer?
Favorite movie quote.
All right, what do you got? Let's hear it.
Okay, just keep swimming.
Is that from, what is that?
Finding Nemo.
Nemo, yes. Yeah, Finding Nemo. Just keep swimming. Hey, thank you, Bree, for calling in. We'll do one more. We got Sam on the line. Sam, I'm interested to hear this one. What popular tourist attraction did you visit? But you're like, well, this kind of is disappointing. What was it for you?
I mean, the Grand Canyon, man.
We
took a couple of great tours, but it's a hole in the ground.
It is. It's a giant rock hole.
Wow.
It's a glorified rock hole.
And this is a really personal question, but do you believe in God?
Do I believe in God?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Well, then I'm shocked that you were not just totally in awe over the Grand Canyon, because I feel like, you know, for a lot of people, you go visit the Grand Canyon and you immediately are just like so taken aback, because it is just absolute proof to me, in my opinion, that God is real. And
let
so I feel like that's a really powerful thing to see for people that believe in God.
Let me go outside and turn on a hose and let it like just have water go over something for a long time and it'll erode. Will you call me God?
No.
You'd be like, wow, Joe.
You think the Grand Canyon's
happened.
Disappointing?
It, well, I mean, he
have
does have a point.
Have you seen it?
I saw a photo my mom took once she was there.
Yeah, exactly. He's never even been there,
I've
so
been
you
there.
Don't get to say.
It was a three-hour detour to see a hole, you know.
That's what she said.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Let's call somebody on the Joe and Alex Show out.
No, let's not and say we did, because I've already had a crappy day. My family hates me. Pork Chop now is mad at me. I don't think my boyfriend's in love with me. Let's just pile it on,
maybe,
shall we?
Maybe Alex is piling on because there's a reason behind it. Did you ever stop and do a little self-evaluation and say, maybe there's something in common here?
Nope.
All right, well, that's what we're about to do. Pork Chop, the mic is yours. Let us know what you got to say.
You did something so rude and embarrassing over the Thanksgiving break. It was just so uncomfortable, and it was very awkward.
What are you talking about?
I was cringing in my skin when you did this thing.
What?
Okay. So our boss, her name is Charisse, she did a very, very nice thing and texted a ton of us.
Everybody that works under her, probably like 15 people.
All of us here from the radio station, a huge text, and said, you know what? Happy Thanksgiving. Thank you so much. I'm so thankful for all of you, and I love you. And there's a lot of nice text conversation going on back and forth over the next 24 hours. Finally, I chimed in. I think I texted a picture or a video or something, you know, sweet.
You sent a photo of your ZD.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I sent a photo
I made of this a poo-poo platter.
Famous baked ZD, and I said, thank you. I love you, too. Happy Thanksgiving. And then that's when it happened.
What?
Alex left this conversation. Are you
okay.
kidding? Do you know
I
how-
wrote back, first of all. I said, yes, happy Thanksgiving, thankful for all of you. But then my phone, because you know why?
Oh,
because instead of texting us individually, she put about
100 people in the same group chat, and all day long when people were finally responding, my phone kept going off. Buzz, buzz, buzz. It
okay,
was
that's
incessant.
Nothing new.
So yes, I left the group chat so because it was annoying.
You might as well have just went up to her face and slapped her.
It wasn't about her. I responded and said,
but do you know how
I agree? Happy Thanksgiving.
And how rude for the other 14 of us in there to see Alex has left.
I wasn't offended by it because I knew it had nothing to do with me. But I felt awkward.
Really?
I felt
yes.
awkward.
Yes.
Here's the thing, too. You can put your group messages on Do Not Disturb.
Oh, I should have done that.
That's what well, I do when you I'm guys go off on random tangents. I'm like, oh, God, they're talking about crap. I don't care about who's hotter and who's not. I'm like, oh, I don't care. But Alex, honestly.
How rude. I genuinely. Okay. I am very sorry if you guys were offended by that.
Don't
I genuinely,
say sorry to us.
Oh, yeah. No. I'm not offended.
I genuinely didn't mean anything by it to our boss. I swear. I just was like, oh, this is like, I can't keep up with all these texts. I'm just going to leave this. I already said Happy Thanksgiving, you know, so that is what matters.
I know why you did it. I'm just telling you the way it looked.
Oh,
you know,
great.
Wasn't
Liv has
great.
A point here. Liv has a point.
If I was a better producer, I would have had our boss on the phone right now. Like she's probably crying listening
oh
to the radio.
Oh, my gosh.
Pork
no.
chop. Oh, my gosh.
I did not mean anything well, by that. That's where we'll leave this conversation.
I think she might be offended by it.
See, see what she just said?
Yeah, no, don't let her leave. Go ahead and call her up right now.
That's where we'll leave this conversation. Like, no, you're trying to leave a conversation again.
You guys are making this into a thing.
No.
It's not supposed to be a thing. I didn't mean it like that. I just was annoyed.
You can't tell over text what feelings and what you're conveying.
Okay.
So,
but half
think,
of the people in this conversation, you know, their numbers were not even in my phone. I don't even know who they are.
Yeah.
My phone's blowing up
even,
all day.
Hey,
even,
good morning, Charisse.
Morning.
Hey. You're on the radio.
Yeah, talk nice and loud. If I was a better producer, I would have called you on the studio phone, but you're on speakerphone here. We're on the air. We're talking about how Alex awkwardly left the Thanksgiving conversation that you sent the other day. Did you think that was rude? Were you sad when she left the conversation?
Oh, you're so right, because I was offended almost. Wow, okay.
Exactly.
It was like back in the day with AIM when the door closes.
Oh, my gosh.
Slap in the face. Here, yeah. Alex, here's the phone. Just slap her in the face.
Yeah, go ahead.
Charisse, I did not mean anything by that at all. I said Happy Thanksgiving to everybody, and I mean, I didn't mean for it to come across that way. The only reason I left was because my phone was blowing up for hours, and it was, like, so incessant when I was trying to do Thanksgiving with my family. My phone kept going off, and half the people in the conversation, I didn't know who they were. They were numbers that were not in my phone, so I was just like, well, I think, you know, I already said Happy Thanksgiving. I'm just going to get out of this so my phone stops buzzing.
Well, it was more like, Happy Thanksgiving,
Yeah, exactly. Charisse, are you going to come back, or are you still stuck in an airport somewhere?
No, I actually landed at, like, 4 o'clock in the morning. So
oh, yay. Here. Well, welcome home. We're glad to hear that. She went on vacation and then got stuck like everybody else across the country with that. All right, say goodbye to Charisse, but do it nicely real
okay,
quick.
Okay, yes, I'm going to leave this conversation now. Is that okay?
Yes.
Let her hang up on you, okay? Charisse, you hang up on Alex. Get revenge.
Already did.
Let's see. Maybe Amanda can clarify things here. Amanda, Alex is pretty rude, huh?
No, I think it's not rude. I agree with her.
How so?
Well, because like what she was saying, when her phone just kept going off and off, and it's Thanksgiving, you know, you want to spend time with your family.
Alex
and,
doesn't want to spend time with her family.
Yeah, she does.
All right, Amanda, thank you for calling.
Oh, don't be nice. You got to at least give her a taste of her own medicine.
I just did. I hung up on her. Boom. How you like that? All right, well, Alex, please, in the future, don't leave a conversation we're having. It really hurts my feelings.
Okay, I will make sure I warn everybody next time.
Coming up next on the Joe and Alex Show, anybody still on Tinder?
I feel like Bumble is the new Tinder, and even Bumble isn't even the new Bumble anymore, but...
All right.
Yeah, I agree.
All right, we're going to go over some of the sexiest jobs according to Tinder and Bumble. See if your job stacks up next on the Joe and Alex Show. Oh, yeah. Some have said we're the sexiest morning show in America. Okay.
Who said that?
Nobody, actually, but I thought I'd throw it out there and see if anybody would buy it. We have the sexiest jobs according to Tinder and Bumble. In November, they did a little, research, and they got feedback from the different profiles they have, and it included people's education and what their profession, like what they did for a living. And the users opted in to take this, this test, and they collected the data, figuring like who made the most connections and the most right swipes. So
according to what? So according to however many matches they had, they were able to determine what?
they would just figure out which one was the sexiest.
Oh, which careers are the sexiest. Right.
Yep, resulted in the most swipes and things. They assume that's sexy.
Okay, so for men and women?
Yep, let's see here. Number one for men was if a guy was a pilot, that was the number one thing he could be. And a lady, a physical therapist. Oh, yeah, rehab that leg of mine.
Fly into my tunnel.
I heard it's a large tunnel. Now, hey, here's my question. Do pilots do it for you, like that man in a uniform kind of with a captain's hat? Or is that like, that's your dad?
Yeah,
or...
my ex-boyfriend's a fighter pilot.
I think pilots are extremely sexy. I think they have been since like the beginning of airplanes. They will always be sexy. Yeah,
for sure.
But there's some ugly pilots too, am I wrong? I mean,
well, there's ugly people in every profession.
Well, honestly, and I believe there probably are ugly pilots. I don't know if I've ever seen one.
I've seen every pilot
I've ever seen is handsome. I mean, they might be older and out of my age range, but like they're at least handsome.
Okay, Leonardo DiCaprio and Catch Me If You Can does not count for this, Liv.
Dang. Yeah, I know. So what about Denzel Washington in that one movie where he was on drugs and he flipped the plane over and landed it? For men and women, number two, founder, entrepreneur for men and like an interior designer for women. That doesn't do it for me. I don't care if a woman's an interior designer.
I was going to say, I feel like that's a girl would think another girl was cool for having that job. I can't imagine a guy thinking that's hot.
I think a guy can because like it makes her seem put together. She has good taste, which normally guys don't have good taste, so they want to rely on a woman for that.
But you know what I think is interesting is that an interior designer is a very feminine job.
Yeah.
Maybe that it's just the more feminine your job is, a guy is more attracted to it.
But then a physical therapist is not at all.
That's true.
All right, how about this one? No surprise. If you were a firefighter, that was the number three thing on there. Ladies loved it.
Oh, Producer Porkchop used to be a firefighter.
I was once a volunteer firefighter, yes.
What was your saying? Ooh. Find them hot, leave them wet, or something like
first
that?
First in. No, ours was first in, last out.
I don't know if that was yours, Porkchop.
Oh, God. Go ahead, Liv.
I will say, if I was on Tinder or Bumble and I saw that someone was a founder or CEO, I would swipe left because I'd be like, I don't know about that. I feel like people who say they're founder and CEOs are just not doing anything with their lives and like trying to like live off of their Instagram.
All right, can we talk about the final one here that blows my mind? For men, they're saying this is most attractive, like women would find a man attractive if they're a TV/radio personality.
Wait, is that real?
That's number five on this list.
Get out of town.
And I'm not even on Bumble or Tinder. Imagine if I got on there, this thing would be like number four, number three.
Oh my gosh. A TV radio guy is number five?
Now, you know what's interesting to me, though? That didn't have that for women. So,
wow.
Alex and Liv?
That doesn't surprise me.
Maybe you can step your game up a little bit over here. Help out the radio biz.
Is it the same on Grindr?
Only you would know that one.
Who cares about this garbage?
Rihanna and Chris Brown. You think they still talk?
Heck no. He beat the crap out of her.
Nope, they do. They still keep in touch 5 years after ending their abusive relationship. According to a source, Chris and Rihanna continue to be in frequent contact with each other. They are extremely supportive of each other's projects. There is a lot of history between the two. Rihanna is aware that there will be concern about her friendship with Chris, but she can handle herself. Over the weekend, Chris commented on a topless Instagram photo of Rihanna with a flushed face emoji. Rihanna did not acknowledge Chris. She later shared a screenshot of a Bible verse that read, "There may be times when it seems that you cannot go forward, but at least you do not have to go backward." Joe! Kourtney Kardashian posed completely nude for the December-January issue of GQ Mexico. The mom of three is in just a white bodysuit on the cover. She's 39 years old. She says, "I'm very comfortable in my own skin. I like to be naked in my house, and I think it's important to show positive images of our body." She also explained that she's no longer as picky about what she eats, although nutrition is important, saying, "I used to do very specific diets. I learned something from all of them and incorporated them into my lifestyle, but I'm not so strict anymore." And during an interview with Daily Mail, Barbara Streisand bashed women who voted for President Trump. She said, "Women who voted for Trump don't believe enough in their own thoughts to vote against their husbands or significant others. Maybe Hillary Clinton was so articulate, so experienced, and so fit for the presidency that it was just too intimidating." So obviously, half of America is absolutely irate that she would say something. And all I have to say in response to that is, the only person who's ever told me how to vote is Hollywood and Barbara. It's never been a significant other that I have been with. So that's all I'm going to say about
that.
Not
some man in your life?
No men in my life have ever told me how to vote. It's only ever been Hollywood. And Jada Pinkett Smith said that this is the reason why she can't ever divorce Will Smith.
I'm not mature enough to have a divorce. When you have to start going, breaking up assets.
Yeah.
You understand? Like, I know what I can do and I know what I can't. I actually have more maturity to figure it out within and work with what I got.
Sounds that is like, honestly relatable.
Sounds like you are Live the Web Girl.
Exactly.
Like, I need a divorce, but what do I got to do?
I don't know how. I think I'd just rather not because it's just too hard.
It's a lot of work. Okay. All right. Thank you very much, Alex. That is The Garbage. See it all at joeandalexshow.com. Hey, coming up next here on The Joe and Alex Show, we're going to have an adult conversation. Our newest member of the show, we call him Producer Porkchop. If you didn't know this, a little bit of an interesting thing here. He's actually bisexual.
Yeah, there's not that many of us.
I bet there's a lot more out there. We just don't know about it. Right. Anyways, we're going to open up the phones at 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. If you want to join in this conversation, because I have, I guess maybe it's ignorance, but I have so many questions I want to ask you. For example, I won't give it all away, but I know you've talked about possibly being married one day.
Oh, yeah.
I'm wondering how that all works as far as like a proposal, for example. Questions I have no clue of and maybe I'm a little ignorant to. I would like to kind of ask, you know, you as a bisexual man, how does it work?
Ignorance is bliss.
Or is it?
Okay. We will talk to the bisexual pork chop next on the Joe and Alex Show. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. This conversation's kind of for adults, so if you got young ones, I don't know if you want them to hear this. But hey, if you're my mom, you'd let me listen to anything, so maybe you will. 833-JOE-ALEX is our number. We'd love to have you interact on this one. Be part of our show. 833-563-2539. Breaking news, if you didn't know, Producer Porkchop on the Joe and Alex Show is in a relationship with his boyfriend, Chase. But he's not just a gay guy. He's a bisexual man.
That is
and
correct.
And I don't mean to sound ignorant, but I have so many questions.
Me too.
One question that I had, I think it was a few weeks ago when you told me that you were bi.
Baby, bye, bye, bye.
I was wondering, okay, if you're going to get married to your boyfriend, Chase, who proposes? Because in a typical man-woman relationship, most of the time, the man proposes to the woman. But when it's two dudes, one who happens to be bi,
baby, bye, bye, bye.
What do you do?
You know what? Good question. And I would say that I'm not your stereotypical gay guy, so maybe a stereotypical gay guy could answer that question. But I guess my answer as a bi guy would be I am the older one, and I guess maybe I make slightly more than he does. So I feel like because I'm older and I make more, I should be the one to buy like the fancy engagement ring and propose.
Oh, that's a really good
answer.
So
if you're older or whoever has more money, that's who does it.
Interesting.
Now there's other questions we already know the answer to that we're going to have to avoid this morning.
When two gay men have sex.
Oh man.
How do they know whose penis will open up to accept the other person's penis?
Oh my gosh.
I mean, that's a question we want to know, but I don't know if you can answer that one.
Now I know why you said you don't want kids to listen. I didn't know who we were going there.
It's just a real question. It's an adult term right there. But if anybody has any questions, maybe you're like wondering, you know, what does it actually mean when somebody's bisexual? Like, how does that work? You can hit us up, 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. I'm sure people are going to say how stupid and dumb we are, but these are legit questions that I had, and Porkchop's cool. We're not putting him on the spot. He's like, yeah, I'd love to help answer those. Alex, do you have any other questions for Porkchop this morning that maybe we can get answers from our bi guy?
I honestly have so many. I'll start with this. How do you know that you are bi and not actually just in denial of being full-blown gay?
Okay, so I've been in relationships with girls before, and relationships always went fantastic. It was fine. Actually, there was a time that Chase and I split up just a couple years ago. We were split for like 3 months, and there was a girl I was interested in that I was talking to, and we became really good friends, and we went out a couple times, but I felt like she wasn't interested that I was interested in guys. Like, I think that turned her away. Like, once she found out that I had just broken up with a guy, she was like, oh. Which sucks. To me, that's not fair. Because I was genuinely interested in her.
Okay, so you genuinely do feel like you are equally attracted to both the female body and the male body?
Yeah, it's just, it's hard to understand because there's not, you know, that many people that are bi. And it's, you know, it's, you really don't understand unless you're in my shoes, but which is impossible. But yeah, I am truly, that's the true definition of bisexual, is you like guys and girls.
Okay, so I have a question.
Okay.
All right, Lynn, what's your question?
I am like very attracted and kind of like turned on by like a male scent.
Okay.
Like just something about like the smell of a man just really like attracts me and like turns me on, and like I love it. Like I even made a candle that was like literally male scent because okay, it just like it's like comforting to me. I don't know, and like I do think girls smell good, like when they wear perfume, like they smell good, but it just like doesn't turn me on or like do anything for me. Out of men and women, what scent kind of does it for you more?
Ooh, good question. I feel like my answer is going to be dumb for this one, but both. It literally is both. And I know what you mean.
Okay.
I understand that scent thing. And I like both. And there are two distinct scents, by the way.
Well, what are the difference in scents? Is it more of a floral scent for a woman?
Yep. And a male, it's more musky.
More musky, more woodsy sort of a scent right there.
Uh-huh.
All right. Then could I assume, this isn't necessarily a question, but could I assume, speaking of the body parts when it comes to men and women, Porkchop, who you're saying you're bisexual, are you more of a butt guy than a boob guy?
Oh, no. And when it comes to a...
I mean, do you like guys with man boobs, or is it like, hey, if they're, you know, they got a good butt, that's what's up?
When it does come to a female, I am more of a boob guy.
Okay, but have you ever been with like a guy and you're like, man, you got some nice moves?
No.
Like motorboat or
that's
anything?
No. Okay. I prefer, I guess now it seems like you're asking me what my type in male is. Well, Chase is 7 years younger. He's like 150 pounds. So... you know, I like smaller,
a twink, as they say. Is that what you say?
I guess, yeah. But no,
please don't ruin my favorite dessert. Okay, well, we're learning a lot this morning here about producer Porkchop, who is explaining what it's like to be bisexual.
It's okay to be gay. Let's rejoice with the boys in the gay way.
All right, cool. There's not a lot of bisexual songs. Sorry, Raven. You're on the Joe and Alex show, and you are a bisexual female, and you kind of can explain what that's like, huh?
Yeah, I've actually dated guys. I'm actually married to a woman now. We've been married for 6 years, even the other 9. And, I mean, I still find males attractive, but I'm in love with my wife.
Hmm. Who's the better kisser, Raven? And I'll ask Porkchop this, too. Do you feel like a woman's a better kisser? I assume they're softer. Or is it something about a guy just grabbing you and going to town, like kissing you? Who's better?
I don't know. I feel like it's depending on the person themselves. I don't think it's like a gender. There's been some horrible female kissers, but then there's been also some horrible male kissers as well.
Producer, I would answer the same way.
Producer Porkchop, when you are flipping pancakes, if you will, do you feel like you act different behind closed doors with a man compared to a woman?
Oh,
and have you ever been with a woman besides just dating her?
Yeah, most definitely. So that's like two questions in one. So I feel like I have, how do I say this? I'm more confident when it comes to being with a male.
Wow.
Yeah, and I feel like that might have something to do
with mom issues?
Experimenting like with the male side more. Because like I said, I've always dated females. And been with females. And Chase is the only relationship.
And been intimate with females or just dated?
Both.
Okay.
And Chase is the only male that I've been in a relationship with. And I've been intimate with other guys. I guess that's a whole nother story. But I feel like I was always better.
Okay.
More confident, like, with guys. I guess I felt like, maybe it's because I felt like girls sensed that I might have some gayism. I felt like they sensed that, and it made me very self-conscious.
833-JOE-ALEX. It is an adult conversation right now with our producer, Porkchop, who's bisexual. What questions do you have for him about being bisexual?
All right, we'll take your calls next here on the Joe and Alex Show.
We have a question on Instagram. She says, are you still considered bisexual if you end up marrying the same sex?
Wow, that's a good question. And yeah, I would say so, because I'm sure there's been someone down the road that got married with someone in the same sex, split, and then got with the woman, you know. I don't have any intentions on splitting with Chase. I intend on marrying him and being with him forever.
Well, speaking of choosing who you're going to be with and maybe at the same time, don't we have somebody on the phone?
Oh, well, let's see here. Let's talk to Tiffany. You're on the Joe and Alex show. Hey, Tiffany, what's your question?
I was wondering, when it comes to flipping pancakes, do you prefer or have you ever been with the same sex or different sex at the same time? Which do you prefer?
You mean like more than one other person?
Yes.
No, I have not. Every time I've been with a girl, it was only a girl. Every time I've been with a guy, only a guy.
Okay.
And Chase is very, what's the word, where it's like...
Monogamous?
No, where it's like you don't want to explore in other...
Monogamous?
Yeah,
well endowed?
Scared?
No, there's a word for it, but we don't do other, like, come on.
I know what you're saying. You're not swingers or whatever.
Not selective, but you know what I mean.
Monogamous.
Exclusive is what
okay.
I'm
he
say.
Doesn't like to share his pork chop with everybody.
He doesn't exactly. like to share his pork chop, the pork chop.
Yeah, he's not going to let anybody beat that meat. Okay, let's see. Who else can we talk to this morning? Looks like we got Sam on the Joe and Alex show. And Sam brings up a very good question I think a lot of people would want to know. What's that, Sam?
I was actually trying to figure out, you know, how pork chop told his parents and how they took it.
Whoa.
Yeah, did they walk in on you, like, hooking up with a dude?
No,
like,
gosh, it's such a long story. I'll literally shorten it in 20 seconds. So, allegedly, my mom heard me on Skype. So, this was years ago.
You were Skype sexting when you were a child?
No, I was just
God.
Talking with Chase on Skype.
He's on Skype right now. What is he doing?
And she heard me say, like, I love you. And she heard a male's voice in return. And she didn't say anything for a couple months. And then when I moved out of the house, she was like, wait, family meeting. And I'm like, what? And then she's like, I heard you talking to a guy. And it was crazy. But and then, no, I finally told my dad a couple years later. But everything is fantastic now. My dad has known for 2 years. And it's just been really good.
Yeah, your dad actually called in and had a comment.
Hey, stop. That's gay.
Hey, thank you for calling in this morning. We appreciate it. Let's talk to Brady. Hey, Brady, you're on the Joe and Alex show. And it says up here, you're pansexual. Can you explain that?
Yeah, so I'm not sure if a lot of people know. And when I was younger, I thought I was bisexual until I got a little bit older. Pansexual is basically you are attracted to both male and female, but you're also attracted to males that are more masculine, males that are more feminine, and the same thing with females. Females that are, you know, butch or more masculine or feminine that are more feminine.
So if you're pansexual, and this is why I'm asking, don't yell at me, does that kind of mean you're just attracted to pretty much everything?
In a way, yes. Of course, I'm not attracted to everyone because I have a type.
Yeah, no fatties, for sure. I get that.
But I'm also married. We've been married for almost 2 years, together for 7. And I didn't realize I was pansexual until after I actually married my husband.
Is your partner pansexual?
No, he's straight.
Okay. Oh.
So I've been watching this show where there's someone on the show that is pansexual, and he described it as, I love wine in general. I don't care about the label. I don't care if it's rosé, white wine, red wine. I just like wine, what's in the bottle, not the label.
Interesting analogy.
So, Brady, and this is a non-politically correct question, but we're making this a judgment-free zone where we can kind of ask anything, and you called in, so I will ask you. Now, you do have Brady, I've only heard be used as a guy's name, but you have more of a female-sounding voice, so are you considering yourself gender-fluid, or are you a male or female?
I'm female.
Okay, interesting.
All right, mm-hmm. And the question I'm going to ask is really, really hard-hitting. Do you like Tom Brady?
not really into sports.
Okay,
leave it at that.
Well, hey, Brady, I'm going to label you as our all-time pansexual caller. So anytime we're talking pansexual stuff, you need to call us, okay?
Okay, I will.
All right, cool. We appreciate that. I just think it's good to give like one person the ability to represent a whole group of people. So Live the Web Girl, what up?
So what I've learned from this basically in all is that you find both men and women attractive.
Yeah.
So now I have to ask the question.
Oh, gosh.
who do you find the most attractive on the show? Joe, me, or Alex?
And I'll let you right now, like, no homo, go ahead. You can gay it up on me right now or bisexual it up.
Wait, you got to pick one.
You actually want me to answer?
Yeah, yes, you like, got to pick
do you,
one.
Do you want to take our shirts off?
What so
do you,
awkward.
What will we'll decide?
What do you think I would say?
Think of me when I have makeup on, too, okay?
Oh, yeah, for sure. He's like, well, there's two men and a woman on the show.
Pork chop, pick.
God, okay.
Wait, is this like who he would hook up with?
No!
Okay.
Gosh, just who he thinks is most attractive.
In order. We have to know who's the prettiest
and
ugliest.
No, not in order. Just the hottest.
Alex.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
I said picture me with makeup!
Sorry.
Wait, okay.
Well, I'm the hottest on the show!
That's because you look like his boyfriend. That's why. It's the Joe and Alex Show on radio now. You can call in 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. And on Twitter and Instagram, follow us. The show is there. You can find me, Alex, Liv the Web Girl, producer Porkchop, and get to know us a little bit better. That's at Joe and Alex Show. So you kind of heard a weird story. Is this about your parents or what is this, Alex?
No. So this is a story that was happening in real time over Thanksgiving. So one of my cousins is in college, and so he started dating somebody new. And anyway, she's like a freshman, so I don't know. She's what? 19-ish
probably, yeah. In that age range, yeah.
So I think she's about 19. So she texts my cousin while we're at Thanksgiving and says, like, oh my gosh, you will not believe I just found out for the first time in my life that my dad wears a toupee.
What?
He's completely bald.
Wait, so she's 18 or 19 and just found that out?
Yes, which I was like, what? How is that even possible? Because you would think growing up, like, you know what I mean? Like, you wake your parents up when it's Christmas morning and you see your parents taking naps or whatever. You, like,
you
surely
swim.
Yes, you surely gone on family vacation
shower.
Or something, or, you know, seen them come out right out of the shower. It's like, she had no idea until only a couple days ago.
Like, what if it rains?
She had no clue that her dad was actually completely bald.
That must be a really good rug.
So apparently her dad would wake up every single morning, or does wake up every single morning, and his wife, aka this girl's mom, helps him put on this amazing toupee. And so as soon as he leaves the room in the morning, he's got his hair on, so he's never without it.
Aren't we pretty sure that's what Melania Trump does every morning?
I'm excited. In about 2 hours from now, I get to help out. Today is a big day. It's a Giving Tuesday, and I'm doing something with Big Brothers, Big Sisters. I'm a big brother, if you didn't already know about that. I'll put a swipe-up link on my Instagram, Joe Pesh Radio. You can do that. But I'm actually doing a Q&A so people can ask me questions. It doesn't necessarily have to about being a big brother, big sister. You could ask me like inside info about Alex, Liv the Web Girl, or Pork Chop, and I'll spill the beans for everybody.
Wow, that's super sweet.
Pork Chop and beans?
Oh, please don't put that visual into my head. But I'll put a swipe up link so you can see that. I'll be doing that from 12 to 12:30 today with Big Brothers, Big Sisters of Central Indiana. What do you cool kids got going on? Anything?
I get to go, you know, get my hair colored, which always takes a year and a half.
What are you going with? My wife just dyed hers dark and I didn't even realize it.
I just keep it the same. It's a root touch up.
Okay, cool. Nice roots. Pork choppy.
Moving to Fisher's and then doing some Uber driving.
Okay, Liv the Web Girl.
Out and probably going grocery shopping. It's pretty lit.
How's that registration going for you?
Oh, shoot. I forgot I have to do that.
There was a tow truck outside. Was that for you?
Oh,
shut
no.
Up. No, there wasn't.
All right. If you missed anything, check it out online. JoeAndAlexShow.com. Alex of the Web Girl Pork Chop. Let's get out of here. Let's say goodbye.
Bye. Bye.